Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, May 8th, and coming up in today's episode, PM Modi reviews civilian safety measures as Pakistan continues shelling, and MEA confirms dozens of civilian casualties in Poonch. Congress backs government during crisis, but questions Prime Minister Modi's presence at all-party meeting. Rohit Sharma announces shock retirement from Test cricket amid England tour selection talks, and Pakistan Defence Minister stumbles on live TV over false claims about Indian jets. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday met with Union Secretary Govind Mohan to review the situation along the line of control, or LOC, and discuss the urgent relocation of civilians from border areas to safer zones. The meeting came as Pakistan continued unprovoked firings across the LOC, prompting security and humanitarian concerns. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, or MEA, at least 13 civilians have been killed and 59 injured in ceasefire violations by Pakistan since yesterday. Of those, all fatalities and 44 injuries occurred in the Poonch sector alone. Three of the deaths were reported following retaliatory artillery shelling by Pakistan on Wednesday in response to India's military action under Operation Sindoor, which itself was a response to the April 22nd Pahalgam terror attack. Among the areas hit was the Sri Guru Singh Sabha Gurudwara in Poonch, which sustained damage during Pakistan's shelling. Delhi Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa condemned the attack in a video statement, calling it a deliberate strike on civilians and religious institutions. Quote, "I strongly condemn Pakistan attacking Gurudwara Sri Guru Singh Sabha Poonch with missiles. Pakistan is such a coward that it is attacking our civilians. When I spoke to the chief of the Gurudwara, he said that each one of them is ardent about avenging this attack. I want to tell them this," an abuse word of Pakistan, "that my Indian government will take revenge for this wicked act," unquote. Sirsa said, Aam Aadmi Party national convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal also denounced the attack, calling it highly condemnable and shameful for humanity. Narinder Singh, president of District Gurudwara Prabhandak Committee, confirmed that a shell had hit a corner of the Gurudwara and several homes in the area suffered heavy damage. The Akal Takht, the highest body in Sikhism, has issued a strong statement condemning the shelling of the religious site. India responded with a precision military operation earlier this week called Operation Sindoor, launched in response to the 22nd Pahalgam terror attack, which killed 26 civilians. In its operation, India targeted 9 terror camps across Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, or POC. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh informed Parliament that over 100 terrorists were neutralised, revising earlier reports of 70. Around 60 more were reportedly injured. The 25-minute coordinated attack, which occurred in the late midnight, strike involved the use of scalp missiles and hammer bombs. Army spokesperson Colonel Sofia Qureshi said targets were selected based on credible intelligence and their involvement in cross-border terrorism. Wing Commander Vyomika Singh added that Indian forces remain on alert in case of further escalation. Pakistan has, however, denied involvement in Pahalgam attack and called for international investigation, even as it is being reported that 2008 terror attack in Mumbai and 2001 Parliament attack groups. Masood Azhar's family was one of the locations attacked. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and Lok Sabha Leader of the Opposition Rahul Gandhi extended their full support to the government during an all-party meeting convened today to brief political leaders on Operation Sindoor and the ongoing ceasefire violations along the line of control by Pakistan. The operation was launched in retaliation for the 22nd April terror attack in the Baisaran Valley in Pahalgam. Mr. Kharge said following the meeting, and I quote, "In this moment of crisis, we are with the government." However, he questioned Prime Minister Narendra Modi's absence from the discussion and remarked, quote, "Last time he was not there and this time he isn't there either. It's his intention that he thinks he's above the parliament," unquote. Mr. Kharge later clarified that while now was not the time for political criticism, questions would be raised in due time. Rahul Gandhi echoed the party's unified stance, stating, and I quote, "We give our full support." As Kharge ji said, "These things can't be discussed, but everyone supported." What he meant was Mr. Kharge's earlier remark that since the meeting discussed security issues of India, they cannot be made public to the press when he was asked what was discussed. Mr. Gandhi, meanwhile, underlined the importance of political unity in times of national security concerns. The meeting chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh was held at Parliament Annexe and included key figures from across political spectrum. Union Home Minister Amit Shah and other ministers J.P. Nadda, S. Jayashankar and Nirmala Sitharaman attended alongside opposition leaders such as Trinamool Sudeep Bandyopadhyay and TMK's T.R. Balu. Briefing the media after the meeting, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju said, and I quote, "All the leaders have shown maturity at a time when we are all working together. Everyone has hailed and congratulated the armed forces for Operation Sindoor and said we will support the government and armed forces." Mr. Rijiju urged parties to not rely on unverified reports, claiming that many fake news is being propagated, and he appeals to not trust any fake news and rely only on authentic information. AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi called for support for civilians affected in Poonch, saying those who have lost their lives should be declared terrorist victims. The government should provide houses and compensation, he said. Operation Sindoor involved precision strikes by the Indian Armed Forces on 9 terror camps located in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. The strikes were conducted in response to the killing of 26 civilians in Pahalgam attack. All 9 identified terror sites were destroyed in the operation. Rohit Sharma's retirement announcement from Red Ball or Test Cricket may have come as a surprise for many. But many sources close to BCCI reveal that it might have been brewing for a while. Indian cricket star Rohit Sharma has announced his retirement from the Test cricket, making a significant development in the ongoing Indian Premier League or IPL 2025. However, it is to be believed that the decision comes as Board of Cricket Control, BCCI, has already begun finalizing the squad for the upcoming England tour. Conversation over the past few days has centered around Rohit's future in the red ball format, especially following discussions with the Ajit Agarkar-led selection committee and coaching staff. Sources have told NDTV that selectors and BCCI officials are already or were already looking to find a new, younger captain for the next cycle of Test cricket for India, and that they want stability for the England series and therefore made it clear they were looking to groom a new leader. Sources have also told NDTV that fighting for the pole position is none other than Shubman Gill, even though KL Rahul and Jasprit Bumrah were also in the running. It is being reported by some sources that since KL Rahul and Jasprit Bumrah have a history of injuries, the current vice-captain Shubman Gill might take the helm and KL Rahul could be made the next vice-captain. Some sources reveal that selectors and BCCI officials prioritised stability for the Indian-England series and made it clear that they were looking to groom a new leader for the next test cycle. Rohit Sharma had a difficult run during the Border Gavaskar Trophy, scoring just 31 runs across 5 innings at an average of 6.20. He eventually dropped himself from the final test in Sydney, a decision that had already sparked speculation about his future in test cricket. Despite these doubts, Rohit Sharma returned to domestic cricket through the Ranji Trophy, signalling his commitment to the format and his intent to make a comeback. However, the selection panel had reportedly conveyed to BCCI that Rohit would not be continuing as captain in tests. A BCCI source told press, and I'm quoting, "The selectors' thought process is clear. They want a new leader for the England tour and Rohit does not fit in as captain, especially considering this red ball form." The report added that selectors were considering picking Rohit as a pure batter, giving them flexibility to draw from the 11 if form dipped, something that wasn't possible on past tours due to his leadership role. The shift in stance from selectors proved decisive despite his public optimism about leading India in challenging overseas conditions Most recently shared during a conversation with former Cricket Australia captain Michael Clark on Beyond 23 podcast, Rohit opted to step away from the format altogether. Over the past few months, Rohit had spoken about wanting to lead India with a strong pace attack featuring Ritik. Over the past few months, Rohit had spoken about wanting to lead India with a strong pace attack featuring Jasprit Bumrah, Mohammad Shami and Mohammad Siraj in English conditions. Yet, with the selectors looking ahead to the future and moving towards younger leadership, the veteran opener has decided to bring his red ball career to a close. Pakistan's Defence Minister Khwaja Asif found himself in a difficult spot during a live interview with CNN, where he was questioned over unverified and completely false claims about Pakistan shooting down Indian fighting jets, about Pakistan shooting down Indian fighter jets during India's Operation Sindoor, a precision strike that targeted 9 terror camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir or POK. In the interview with anchor Becky Anderson, Asif alleged that Indian jets had been brought down during a strike. However, he had no verification for the claims. When asked, he said, quote, "It's all over social media, the Indian social media, not just our social media. The debris of these jets fell into Kashmir," unquote, he claimed. However, when he was asked again to provide evidence to support his statement, the minister failed to do so. Anderson pressed further, saying, and I quote, "I'm sorry, we did not ask you here to talk about social media content. I'm asking specifically for the evidence details. For example, was any Chinese equipment used to down these Rafale jets, as I understand you are alleging to be," unquote. Asif was unable to name the aircraft allegedly used by Pakistan and shifted the discussion by saying there is a possibility of expansion of this conflict into a full-fledged war. He went on to mention that Pakistan had Chinese planes, quote, "but they are being manufactured and assembled in Islamabad now." He added, quote, "if India can buy planes from France and use them, we can also buy planes from China or Russia or US or the UK," unquote. This is not the first time Asif has come under scrutiny during a media appearance. In an earlier interview with Sky News in April, he admitted that Pakistan has supported terror groups in the past. Quote, "we have been doing this dirty work for the United States for 3 decades. That was a mistake and we suffered for that," unquote, he had said. Meanwhile, following Operation Sindoor, several pro-Pakistan social media accounts began circulating images claiming to show downed Indian jets. India's Press Information Bureau, or PIB, quickly responded through its fact-checking division, stating that the photos were unrelated. One viral image was tracked back to a 2021 incident involving an Indian Air Force MiG-21 crash in Moga, Punjab. On its official X handle, PIB posted, "PIB fact check hashtag. This image is from an earlier incident and is unrelated to the current situation." Operation Sindoor, meanwhile, was a success conducted in retaliation to the 22nd Pahalgam attack, terror attack, which killed 26 Indian civilians, tourists actually. The Indian government and army have maintained the precision strikes targeted only and only the 9 terror camps and had no intention of hitting any civilians or any military bases in Pakistan. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV news app. This is your host Anvati, signing off.